The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start the day the Torah way. Yom Chamishi, Chov Vov 7, 18th of June. Putting yourself in danger to Dam B'Minyan Herschel Hager. Good morning. As an introduction, I'd like to say the topic we're talking about today, many people have strong positions, lekan lekan. I hope everyone will find leshittis in the words of Chazal and the Poskim that we will learn today, Mi'at Hashem. The questions are, is one allowed to do a mitzvah when putting yourself in danger against the course of nature, against the advice of doctors? If one has done so, is it considered as a mitzvah or a mitzvah or bavera? I will start off with three stories, well-known stories in Chazal. The Mishnah in Brochas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah has a machloikus, b'shamay b'siddel, how to lay in Krishma, the position according to Basil, we all follow. You can lie in Krishna, Bishop, Chof Kamecho, sitting or standing or walking. According to the Beishamai, Krishna Shalavis has to be done of a Shachbacho in a laying position. Omer Rav Tafen says the same story. On Yisi Babaderech, I was on the way. Veteisi Likros Kedivere Beishamai. I laid on the ground to be Mekai in the words of Beishamai. Vesikamti Beatzmi Mepnei Halistim. I put myself in danger. Omruloi, the Chachom said to him, Kedayo Yisalocha Va'atzmacho Sho'ovato Al Diver Beisilu. You put yourself into danger. If you would have died, it would have been because you had been over on Diver Beisilu, and you shouldn't have done so. It's Mashman the Mishnah. The problem Chazal had with Rav Tafen was that he followed to an extreme the word of Beishamai. But if the halacha would taka be like Beishamai, they wouldn't have a problem of himself putting in, of Rav Tafen putting himself into danger in order to be mekayem the mitzvah say the way it should have been done. Which seems to be very strange. The Teferet Yisrael on the Mishnah is medayek the loshen. The Mishnah says v'hitesi v'sikanti ba'atzmi. It doesn't say v'sikanti ba'atzmi v'hitesi, meaning I put myself in danger and I laid on the ground. It says I laid myself on the ground and then I put myself in danger, meaning it wasn't an imminent danger. It was a chashash ruchoik when he was mata himself on the ground. It was only chashash ruchoik that he would come into danger. For example, stopping on the hard shoulder. Don't want to focus too much on the example, that the chashash ruchoik could come into danger. And the Chachom said to him, you should have been punished because you mezalz in the psak halacha, you were machma in a place where you shouldn't have been. You shouldn't have passed like Beishamai. You shouldn't have put yourself in danger in such a case. And the Chanama, if it's only chashash ruchoik, if the danger is not an imminent danger, it's a chashash ruchoik, you would come into sakuna, then you would be allowed to stop on the hard shoulder to daven and catch off the tefillah, for example. Because chashash is ruchuk, in such a case, l'shem mitzvah, you could do that without a problem. And the first role brings the Gemara and Psochem. The Gemara says in Psochem, the famous Gemara. When it comes to Bikas Chometz, Chachomim will not mechayev a person to put his hand down in a hole where there is a danger of being bit by a scorpion. And the Gemara asks why not. So Rabbi Loza says, Shluchay mitzvah ein nezoikin. When you do a mitzvah, you have a shmira. Why can't you be bogdi chomets even such a place? Omer of Ashi, Rav Ashi answers, Shema tovah demachat. We're worried that at the same time you do bdikas chomets, you would look for a needle you've lost previously. And you're doing the mitzvah together with your private chippus. And then you won't have the shmir. Ask the Gemara, why not? we know you're allowed to give tzedakah, amna sheikh ibni, that means you can give, do a mitzvah, and at the same time have l'shmo v'sholoi l'shmo, and the Gemara says, ben ho'ilam abo, if someone does that, is it tzaddik? So what's wrong in looking for a machat while doing bikas chometz? Why would you not have the shmira of the mitzvah? Answer the Gemara, we're worried that you'll do the mitzvah of bikas chometz first, and then only when you finish the bikas chometz, you'll put your hand and further search for the machat you lost previously. You won't have the shmira anymore. The shmira is only b'shas the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is finished, you don't have the shmira, and we're worried that after the mitzvah, you'll still be looking for your private machat. Which is, in today's moshul, you'll go to Davin B'tzibah, the tefillah will be making on you the shmir of the mitzvah, but after davening, you'll shmooze around. After you've done the mitzvah, you don't have the shmir anymore. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. The second teretz of the Gemara, the Emsochem, the Gemara says, Heicha de shchicha zei kashana. The mitzvah is only megan, will only protect you when is a chashash rochoik. And the Gemara Kedushin uses a similar lotion. The Gemara says, lo samchinen ala nes. You're not soymech on a nes, that the mitzvah will have a shmir for you when it's an imminent danger. If it's not an imminent danger, then you can do a mitzvah b'mukum chashash rochoik sakuna, and then the mitzvah will have a shmir on you. Why? I will explain later, mitzvah. But the second terrace of the Gemara is, the shmir of the mitzvah is only when the hezek is not close, not imminent. If shchicha zeike, there's a strong chance of you being bitten, then the mitzvah is not a shmir. So we've learned two dinim from this Gemara. According to the first teretz, you can do a mitzvah even in the vaday sakona, but Chazal said don't do it because we're worried that after the mitzvah, you will do your own private divrei reshus, and then you will have the shmir. And then you'll get to Sakona, and therefore don't do the mitzvah because you will lead yourself to Sakona. And the second teretz is the mitzvah is only megin on you when there's chashash rochoik, and when there's chashash rochoik, you can put yourself into Sakona when the chashash is not kuruv. There's another story in the Gemara Brochas Daf Gimel. Tani Omer Reb Yosi. Pam achas yisi malach v'derech, I was on the way, and I went into a chov v'chov v'shirishalayim to daven. Eliyahu Novi came and stood ala Pesach until I finished davening. When I finished davening, Eliyahu Novi approached me and asked me, why did you go into this chove, to this ruin? So Rabbi Yossi answered, I went into daven. So Eliyahu Novi said to Rabbi Yossi, you should have davened on the street. So Rabbi Yossi said to him, I was worried, if I davened on the street, people would, the passersby would stop me, I wouldn't be able to daven properly. So Eliyahu Novi said to Rabbi Yossi, you should have davened the tefillah kitzor on the street, rather than going into the ruin, because mitnei ha'mapolis and mitnei ha'shedim, there are two dangers of going into a ruin. It could fall down on you, it could come l'dei sakona, and the shedim are there in a ruin, and you have a ruchnias dika sakona, and therefore you should have davened on the street at tefillah ketura rather than put yourself into a mukum sakona. We could understand this mukum sakona Rabbi Yosef went into, maybe it was an imminent danger, it was a very dangerous ruin, and that Rabbi Yosi wanted to be soymech al hanes, and Eliyahu Novi told him, you can't do that, because the Gemara Pesachim says, heicha d'shchicha zei kashana, you wouldn't have this shmira of the mitzvah when there's an imminent danger. It's not mistabed to say that Rabbi Yosi didn't know the Gemara Pesachim, and he would knowingly walk into a ruin which is mamish dangerous. Now, so Taka the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Godim, explains the Gemara Brochas, it wasn't a great danger, this ruin. It was a chashash ruchoik mipnei amapoilus or mipnei amazikin. The sakona wasn't great. And therefore, that was the reason Rabbi Yosef went into it, knowing the Gemara Pesachim, that when a zeik is not shchiach, when there's not a chashash gudl to put yourself into danger, you're allowed to do a mitzvah, and the shoyim a mitzvah l'yezid avara. The mitzvah will be making you when it's not a great danger. Nevertheless, Eliyahu Novi said to him, if you can be mekayim the mitzvah, b'diyeved, b'tfilah ketzorah on the street, don't use that shmira of a chashash ruchoik and do the mitzvah. Rather, do it in a way, a tfilah ketzorah, not lechatchila, on the street, rather than going into a place where you could lead yourself even to chashash ruchayk of sakona. So we've learned from this Gemara Tadin that even a small sakona, if you can be mekayim the mitzvah in another way, even if it's only a dievet, you should do it the mokum dievet, that's aliyah novi taught Rabbi Yosi, rather than do it properly and put yourself in a chashash ruchayk of sakona. Then, if you think about it, you can learn a fourth din also from this Gemara. The question strikes one's mind. Why did Eliyahu HaNavi stand outside and wait for Rabbi Yosi to finish davening? If there's a chashash sakuna, even chashash rochoy, go into him and say, Rabbi Yosi, please come out and daven filakot Torah on the street. Why did he wait till Rabbi Yosi finished davening? Lamas Fas Emes brings from the Rechaim HaKudosh and Chayfet Hashem HaBrochus that the lotion of the Gemara says, Eliyahu Shuma Lo Yala Pesach. Eliyahu HaNavi, the schus of Eliyahu was shomer, guarded Rabbi Yosi while he was in this place. He shouldn't come into any danger whatsoever. Nevertheless, why did Eliyahu have to make this moifus? He could have walked in and stopped him and say, come out and daven tefillah ketzorah. But we see that even if you did do that, you shouldn't have gone into mokum sakuna, even chashash rochot. But if you did do it, don't stop in the middle of davening and let the person finish davening, even though he put himself into chashash sakuna, since it's a chashash rochoik, lechatchile shake, Leonov taught him lechatchile daven on the street. But if you're already in the middle of davening, don't stop the person from doing the mitzvah kel chusoy by putting, even though he put himself into chashash sakuna, chashash rochoik. Another story, Gemara Bruchas Aflamat Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that when you daven afila melech shoyl b'shloimoy, a king stops you to greet you, don't answer him back. Rabbi Yosef says, it talks about melech Yisrael, malchum es oilam, you should stop in the middle of davening to greet them. The Gemara brings in a story, which seems to be a contradiction. The Gemara says, Tun Rabbunon, ma'asa b'chusu derech ha-shem espalav derech, it was chusu de daven standing on the way. Bu hegman echo, the Jew came and he gave Nusan l'shurim, v'loy hefzer l'shurim. The schus didn't answer him in the middle of davening. And the duke had a rechetz and waited until the schus had finished davening. When he finished davening, he asked him, he said, Reike, you low life, why did you put your life in danger? And the Torah says, the shmat amoyed nafshaseichem, I greeted you, you didn't greet me back. If I would have chopped your head off, who would have taken me to court for this? So the schus said, wait, let me explain myself. And the chus explained, if you, Adoni HaMelech, would have stood in front of a greater king, and someone ahead of you would come and give you shulim, would you have answered him? Obviously not. And if yes, you would have put your life into danger. Dvorim kal v'chomer. You're standing lifnei Melech Bos V'dom. You wouldn't do such a thing. Ani oimed lifnei Melech Malach HaMnuchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechai V'Kayim, Ad Lo'il Ma'lumim, Lachas Kama V'Kama, I couldn't stop in the middle of davening, I was davening in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I couldn't have stopped davening for you. Miyad, the Gemara said, the spies, Oysa Hegemoin, the Nifta, Oysa Chus, Lebeis Lashulim. He left the Chusid to go home Lashulim. How did this Chusid put his life into danger and be Soymech Atzmai Alanes? The Terzuv in Shechan Uruch explains, one has to explain, he says, that a king or a duke, when he stops someone, and if he sees something doing wrong, he doesn't kill him instantly. He's not a dictator. He asks for an explanation. This chusid saw it was a king that's coming. It's not a list, they're not highwaymen. So he knew that he has still a chance to explain himself, and that's not considered putting your life into danger, because he knew that the derech ha-teva, this melech, wouldn't be to kill him instantly. And the tzlach says similarly, that the chusid, the middle davening, saw the sa'a higdim l'shurim, the sa'a went up to him and actually started greeting him. He saw, oh, this is a gentleman. This is not a ruthless ruler. And therefore, he was betayach that he wouldn't kill him before he had a chance to explain himself. And that's why he was putting himself into a small sakona to continue davening, which is muta api, the Gemara Pesachim we just explained. A few more nekudas to do with the pusik in Kehelet Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovara. It's very pushit, doesn't need much thought. The Indian of Shoy Mitzvah Le'edah Devarah, which we just explained, you're allowed to put yourself in a Chashash Ruchoik, L'Tzorech Mitzvah, and the Mitzvah will be Megan on you, if you can't do it in another way, is when you put your own life into Sakona. If you put someone else's life into Sakona, that Shoy Mitzvah Le'edah Devarah doesn't apply, and Achronim, many Achronim say this, he said, which is L'Choyre Pushit Mo'id. Some Achronim say this Mitzvah of Shoy Mitzvah
Kol Halashon
only applies to someone who's done the mitzvah lishma with a full kavona. Others say this only applies when you do a one-off. You can't constantly put your life into a chashash ruchoik and to use the protection of the mitzvah. There's a sefer Shmiras Guf HaNefesh in Agdoma. He brings many, many achronim, many, many mahalchim to explain this posuk. But emes, one has to understand the mazal of this posuk. And the Mazal Chazal, we just learned from Sochem, that the mitzvah will only be megan on you, have a shmirah, when it's a chashash rochoik. Why? Because Hashem will not change the teva for every person doing a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, the teva is dangerous, Hashem won't change it for you because you're doing a mitzvah. A small chashash, the teva will change. Al pi moshul, the zgulas ha-mitzvah is like a vitamin, which strengthens the guf and helps you, you shouldn't fall ill. There is a time, when this, even strong people could be affected. So a person does a mitzvah, he has this schal or sedovay, but in Olam Hazeh, Hashem gives you the shmirat protection, which is a small protection, like a vitamin, to give you koyach, to save you from slight or distant injuries. That's the zgul of a mitzvah, heicha deloy shchicha zeiken. And to the other extreme as well, the netziv in Sochem says, great people, anushim gedoylim, the mitzvah is megan, even they put themselves in greater danger. The gemara that says, shchicha zeiken shana, that a mitzvah won't protect you, whereas a chashash kuroiv, is only someone who serves Hashem in the normal way. So the Hashgacha will also work with him, as we explained, strengthen himself, strengthen his guf, to be able to fight small illnesses. Masha Enkin, as the Tziv says, someone who is mafke atme b'havat Hashem, someone who lives in a much higher madrega, and puts his guf aside when he does his mitzvahs, l'malem minateva, is he has an Hashgacha which protects him also by the Erech HaFluga. His Hashgacha is much greater if the way he lives, the way he does his mitzvahs, is L'malam Derech HaTeva. The Hashgacha he receives is to the other extreme, L'malam Derech HaTeva. And he brings the Gemara Chulin, the Gemara says, but Chanina wasn't worried of Kishef, even though Kishef has a Teva, and it could destroy many Dvorim Tivim. Chanina, Nufish Chusay, he had so many Chusim, a Kishef can only go against the Marechas HaMazolos, Manhigei HaTeva, a Tzaddik which is the Malam HaTeva, has a much greater protection, and the same we can explain this Chosid, who wasn't scared of this Duke. More brochas we just learned, because his life was on a much higher Madrega. So even for someone, a Chosid, the Chashas of Shechicha Zeiken, he has extra protection. Someone told me 2 months ago, L'Nyaneinu, he's Vaturach Vashem that he won't catch this illness. Why? Because for the past 40 years, every single day, for Shachar Mincha, he said the Parsha of Ketores. The Parsha of Ketores helps you against Magaifa. So this person has an immunization every day for 40 years against Magaifa. So someone who has this higher protection, he could be more Vaturach when it comes to having a schus of mitzvah. Similarly, some people, davening with a minyan for them, they will go to great extremes not to be mevatel a minyan. Put a lot of money, not to go on holiday without a minyan. They have a greater shmira than people who are more lax about it. And people are mezalzel in Tzila B'Tzibah. And those people are mezalzel in Tzila B'Tzibah will understand the shmira those people that daven 3 times a day, b'minyan, b'mesiras nefesh, even not a case of serious nefesh, but will do everything in the world not to be mevatel minyan, those people obviously have a greater shmira, as the Netziv explained. Now, the million-dollar question is, what is considered the sakona? What is considered the danger? Chazal don't quantify what is considered an imminent danger, a chashash ruchoik. They don't give numbers, figures, statistics that can be looked at different ways. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in a sefer says, Mitzad HaSvorah, we can explain sakona is something that Rav Bnei Udom ran away from. If most people fear from something, we can consider this a sakona and sufer pikuach nefesh and apply the rule of achai b'em lo shiomet b'em. If most people are not worried, that's not considered a sakona. Laura Chanan is Shuvat Binyan Tzion explains, we have a klal, ein hoyachim b'pikuach nefesh acha horov. Even if a chashash ruchoik ma'oid, b'lat mechal Shabbos. There's a yid under a rubble, you're allowed to dig it on Shabbos, even if a chashash mi'ute d'mi'ute is a yid there, because we don't go up b'sar rov. That he explains is, when the chashash, when the sakona is here in front of us, then we don't go after the rov. Masha Enkein, when it's a sakona, a future sakona, the sakona is not here now, we worry the sakona might happen, then we do apply the inyan of rov, because otherwise, how can someone travel the oceans, go out to the midbar, which are in yonim that you have to be moed Hashem when you come out, yodel Hashem chazda, when you come out of the midbar and you come out of the yam, you were saved. How could you lechatchile put yourself in the mukum sakona lav and al nishmat moed lav shaseichem? Elamai, since at the time you went into the midbar or to the yam, it's not an imminent sakona, then you can go acharov. Most people come out alive. You can put yourself in such a sakona. If the sakona is in front of you, the sakona is here, you don't go busarov. If it's a chashash sakona might come, then you obviously apply the rov, which you apply in kol ha'terukolim. And in the Indian, the Igros Moshe says in Shuvah, someone asks him, are you allowed to have panosa from playing ball? Probably means rugby. You know, I don't know how you can make some money playing rugby, but he asked, the question was, are you allowed to make panosa when there is a chashash sakona? One in a thousand gets injured or can die from this playing ball. And he says, Mefurish Negmor Bamatsia, the Pusik actually says, a person, you have to pay a worker on the day, because the person put his life in the danger, climbed up the tree to cut the olives, put himself in danger to build a building, he climbs up to the top. He's moist out to the miso. He deserves to be paid on the day. So we see the Pusik says, you're allowed to put yourself in the danger. L'tzarev panusa. Ememele. Even though, when you kill yourself, as an aravera, if you put someone else into danger, and that person is knowingly playing along with you, and also putting his line in the line of fire, you're allowed to play this game, even though there's a chashash ruchoik, because we go, acharav, rav, people are not being nizik. So the Torah panusa, you can put yours or other people's lives in danger, because this is al piderach harav, the sakona is not in front of you, it's a chashash which might come, and for a chashash which might come, you can go busarav, b'mukim sakona. And then he brings Noid Bihuda, this has a similar shale, going hunting, the Torah Panusa, again, you're putting your life in danger, which is like going to climbing up the tree to cut down fruit for your balabais, putting your life in danger. Torah Sakona, the Sakona is not in front of you, not a chashash now, chashash that might come, then you go acha harov. So, Linyanenu, people worried about a second wave, I'm not sure if this is a continuation of the first one, if this is a Sakona which is now here, all this is considered something which can happen, and as a chashash ruchoik, the doctors will have a better idea. That's clear that chashash, we talk about, you're not allowed to put yourself in a mukum sakona, the tzorech mitzvah, which is an imminent danger or great danger, is not only chashash, misa, but even chashash choli. Even if there is a chashash you might fall ill, there's also a p'tor of not davening b'minyan. It's not only chashash misa, any chashash. And even more than that, let's hope there is no chashash misa anymore, and not even chashash choli. There could still be a p'tor of chashash pachad. Ravonis and Rabim, one of the klulos of the Teuchecha, or pachadot alayla v'yoyim v'letam b'cheyecha. People have a fear. It might not be a true fear, but if people are fearful, then that would be enough to allow them not to daven b'minyan. And the emes in Hilchos Aveilus in Shulchan Aruch Shin Ayin Dalet, the Rebbe brings the shitta that b'shas hadeve, b'shas magefe, there are no dinei aveilus. Why? Because of pachad. And the Levush explains, the Levush Talmud Ramo, v'hadim yoin toil b'shas sakuna, the mind, the imagination, kicks in b'shas sakuna. That means a person could fall into depression or yish, and then the choli, the magefa, which is raging, could have an effect on him. And therefore, don't sit shiver b'shas magefa, because you might fall into a greater depression or choli, and might yourself put yourself into a chashash sakuna. Similarly, in tefillah, Emes Gemara and Aaron says, Nafsamachay, kol she'en datam yeshevet ulav alispal. Someone who hasn't got yeshev adas is puter mitfilah legamra. Even though we don't pass them like that, the Shulchan Aruch says nowadays we don't have enough kavona or proper kavona, and therefore even though you don't have yeshev adas, you should still daven. But if you don't have yeshev adas, daven mitzibur, it's certainly easier, which is not mamash a chelik of the mitzvah of tefillah, which could patter you of daven b'tzibur if you are not sure, you're afraid, you have pachad, right, you're wrongly. Befrat, it's not a dovah chetzoini, which is going you not to daven b'minyan. It's not you're not going to shul because it's cold there. The fact, the etzem gathering of people is putting you in a chashash pachad, that itself is a dovah, the minyan itself is stopping you from having yeshiva das, that could be a reason you shouldn't daven. There's another chashash pachad le'eleinu of not davening with tzibur of sakunas malshinim on those people we daven three times a day v'la mashim al tisikva. The Reb Shlomo Kliger in the Tshuva talks about a similar scenario we had 150 years ago when there was a magefa in the towns in Russia, Poland, and he passed and people shouldn't fast on Tisha B'Av. And even a Mekibbutz shouldn't fast if it would be chashash, putting yourself in danger. And he said, I instructed the Talmidei Chachamim Shom, they should eat before Hestia, that people shouldn't be machmal atzmam. And then he said, applied to the town of Beditchev at the time, the Magefa was raging there. He said, in my place, where my town, the Magefa wasn't there yet, and I instructed people to fast, and not only that, I was machme on people who usually wouldn't fast. They should fast. They were kalim, people who wanted to take the opportunity not to fast. And I instructed everyone has to fast. And no takula came out of it. Just to finish off with one final nakuda, whether someone who was over and b'shas ha'takona did the mitzvah, was he yotzei the mitzvah? For example, not only to do with til b'tzibur, to do with achilas matzah. If someone eats achilas matzah b'shas, he is puter. For example, he's a shoyter, and then the meshech leil pesach, he gets healed. If he ate the matzah b'shas with a shoyter, he was puter. He has to eat the exact matzah again. The question is, if he wasn't allowed to eat the matzah because the doctor instructed him, you are b'sakona, you can't eat matzah, and he was even ate the matzah, and then he healed himself, does he have to eat matzah again? Without going into great detail, Hashver Mishanuchas Chalek Dalat Simlein Zayin brings the Oynig Yom Tov, one of the Gedolei Litter from over 100 years ago, which says that if the person put himself in danger and fell ill, it's not only he didn't do a mitzvah, it wasn't only a mitzvah of a bavera, it was an avera. But if he was. He ate the matzah, and he didn't fall idei cholin, and Baruch Hashem, he survived it. Then he chapped around a mitzvah. Without bringing rice, if the doctor made the mistake, the doctor was right to say what he said. The cholin shouldn't have had the matzah. But if, nevertheless, he was most nervous and did eat the matzah, he was mekayim the mitzvah. So someone who did do a mitzvah, b'shas ha'sakona, he was yoytze the mitzvah, lemafreya, and if he had shatter the shmaya, or whatever the case is, Toskim say he was yoytze the mitzvah, Yerutzen should be able, again, to come back to shul, l'spal, b'tzidrek, isha echad, b'lev echad, meir v'meini, omein.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.